Blues Festival announcing today it will not be taking place this summer. Such a bummer. It is the latest event to shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic.
For the first time in more than three decades, this summer, Tom McCall Waterfront Park won't be home to 20,000 or more fans of the Blues. Earlier this week, in light of the coronavirus pandemic, Waterfront Blues Festival officials made the difficult decision to cancel this year's event. Coin 6 News anchor Ken Boddy is a familiar face for Blues Fest fans. He joins me to talk about the big names that have played Portland's biggest party, what canceling this year's event could do to families in need of food, and the impacts of the pandemic on Portland's music scene. I'm Ian Costello. It is Saturday, March 28th, and this is the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
Resident COIN 6 jazz and blues expert Ken Boddy joins me now. Ken, this announcement that came down from the Waterfront Blues Festival yesterday really had to hurt.
Well, those of us who are fans of the local music scene know that the Waterfront Blues Festival is the premier event to showcase not only national and international artists, but our local blues artists as well. So the blues community, the music community in general, is really being hurt by what's happening with the pandemic. And to have this canceled is not a shock, but it is a very much a disappointment.
How did you feel when that press release showed up in your inbox?
Like I said, I wasn't shocked, but disappointed, because as far as I'm concerned, the Waterfront Blues Festival is the best summer party in Portland. With all due respect to all of the Portland Rose Festival events, I think that people really come together for the Blues Festival, not only because it's a great show, but also because it really does support the local music community, as well as the people who need help with food. And it becomes a place where people can feel like they're really contributing to part of the community. So from both of those standpoints, for everybody, it's not only a chance to get together and have a great time, listen to great music, but it's really a community-based event.
We're going to touch back on the food bank part of this in just a second. For those of us in Portland, we kind of refer to it affectionately as Portland's biggest party. How would you describe the Waterfront Blues Festival to somebody who's never been there?
I would describe it as one of the premier blues events in the nation. We have people coming in from all over, and big names. I mean, over the years, we've had people like Isaac Hayes is one artist that I remember. He played the Waterfront Blues Festival shortly before he died. It was one of his last live performances. This year, we had Mavis Staples scheduled. We've had Robert Plant. We've had Chambers Brothers. We've had so many just incredible artists who have been here. We've had Charmaine Neville, had Kingfish Ingram. It's just been a who's who in the blues community, and it's just been a fantastic show. When I talk to people about the Waterfront Blues Festival, most of the time they have already heard about it because it's listed as one of the top 10 festivals in the United States. So people from all over the world know about the Blues Festival, and to have it canceled this year, for good reason. We understand why they did it. But it's just a real blow to this community.
One of the big concerns here is how well it's attended. People come from all over the world for this.
Yes, they do. They do come from all over the world. And part of it is because of what I just mentioned in terms of the artists that have been here. I mean, some of the other artists who have been here over the years are coming to mind right now. We're talking about, Coco Taylor and Buddy Guy and Greg Allman, Robert Plant, George Thorogood, the Steve Miller Band. I mean, there's just so many, too many to name over the years. And then you include our local artists like Curtis Salgado, who is scheduled to play again this year, and Lloyd Jones and the Lloyd Jones Struggle. We've got people like Norman Sylvester and so many others who have played over the years, the late Janis Scroggins and the late great Linda Hornbuckle, who played with Janis Scroggins quite a bit before she passed. Others who have played here, and it's just been an incredible, incredible showcase, not only for those artists, but for the city of Portland.
It's a showcase for the city of Portland, and it's a showcase for those artists. And we've had a lot of big names, as you've mentioned, come through the Waterfront Blues Fest through the years. This decision to cancel has the potential of hurting some of those up-and-coming artists looking for a big break, right?
Absolutely. I think that when you talk about some of the up-and-comers who get a chance to collaborate with some of these established artists who have been around for a while, both local and national, it's one of the things that the Waterfront Blues Festival does is to allow musicians to come together. I mean, some of the jam sessions and the blues cruises that happen around town while these people are in town are just incredible. You know, the after parties at the Marriott Hotel, blues cruises, plural, that happen on the Willamette River during the course of those 4 days this year. You know, those are just moments that can't be recreated. They just happen, and it's magic, and it has been for a number of years.
The Blues Fest is generally in July. It's always around the 4th of July weekend. Did you get the sense at all that there were some people out there who think that this decision may have been made too early?
I don't think so, because the planning for this event has to happen so far in advance. And with a lot of the artists that have to fly into town, they just don't know what the next couple of months is going to bring. So I can understand that for them to commit to come to a festival, even though it is in July, we don't know where we are with this pandemic. Even by July, things won't necessarily be back to normal in this. So I understand the decision. And I don't think, I haven't heard of anyone who thinks that the decision was premature. I think that people will be looking forward to next year, to 2021, and not only because of the basic reasons that we talked about, the fact that it's a great show, great artists, great setting on the waterfront, but also because since we will have missed a year, people will be really, really looking forward to having it return. And that will be even more of a celebration, I think. I mean, just looking back, the Waterfront Blues Festival is more than 30 years old. It actually began back in 1987 as the Rose City Blues Festival, and that was a concert to support the local homeless population. It was started by the Cascade Blues Association, and the festival raised a little more than $7,000 and 650 pounds of food just in that year. So obviously that was a successful formula for people. It was renamed the Waterfront Blues Festival in 1991. And since then, it's grown to one of the world's premier blues festivals. Over the course of that time, in terms of its civic contribution, they've raised more than $10 million, over 1,000 tons of food to support people who are hungry. So it is really a community event, not only from the artistic standpoint, but just because people want to give. They want to be there. They want to be a part of it. So I think that when it comes back in 2021, there will be so much pent-up emotion and joy that it is returning and that it was able to survive missing a year because of what's happening now. People will be looking forward to it tremendously.
Let's talk a little bit more about the charity that comes along with the Blues Fest. Obviously, there's a big concern that one of the major fundraisers for Sunshine Division.
Yeah, up until I think it was 3 years ago, the major beneficiary was the Oregon Food Bank. And then they decided that they did not want to produce the show anymore because it took a lot of resources to produce the show, even though it's one of their biggest collectors of food. But it's a lot of work to put on that festival. So what they did is they pulled back, and then Peter Damon and his group went in, the Waterfront Blues Festival group, went in, continued to produce the show, which they have over the years. And the Sunshine Division became the major food beneficiary.
You're close to the organizers of the Blues Fest and have been an on-stage participant in Coin6's coverage for quite some time. Have you talked to anybody that has expressed concern about the effect this will have on Sunshine Division at a time when food banks are getting hit especially hard because of the coronavirus pandemic?
And that's a good point, because the Sunshine Division especially was counting on this event this year to bolster their food stockpiles. With the event canceled, I think what you'll see is the Sunshine Division coming forward and doing more media, both social and otherwise, to let people know that that need is still out there and that they can contribute directly. So people should keep in the back of their minds that even though the Blues Festival is canceled, the beneficiary of the Blues Festival, the Sunshine Division, still needs that support. I would advise people who are listening to this to definitely keep that in mind and do what you can to help out if you can, because I know a lot of other people are hurting as well, especially those people who are in the service industry right now, many who have lost their jobs.
The economic impact on Portland in having a major event like this canceled, this is just another blow to the Portland economic scene going forward.
Well, Portland is an economy that is heavily based on tourism, and the Waterfront Blues Festival is one of the pieces of that puzzle. So when you talk about the thousands of people who would be coming in from all over the country and in some cases all over the world to see and hear the Waterfront Blues Festival, you're talking about hotels, restaurants, ride shares. I mean, anything you could imagine, other entertainment, tourism attractions that people go to when they're not actually down at the waterfront, just to experience what the Portland metro area has to offer, even as far away as the Oregon coast. I mean, those are things that will be hurt tremendously by the fact that you don't have this many people coming into town for a major event.
Now that one of your favorite events of the summer has been canceled for this year, how are you getting your blues fix on?
Well, it's really tough right now. I'm listening to a lot of CDs right now, downloading a lot of music. You know, you can't even get your local fix because all of the venues where blues musicians would play are closed now because we can't gather. As I mentioned before, it's really hurting the local blues community because a lot of their venues where they played throughout the course of the year when the Blues Festival is not going on, they don't have those outlets anymore. So this is really a tough time, not only for fans of the blues, but for fans of all kinds of music, where Portland has always been a place where you could go out any night of the week and listen to live music. You can't do that now.
Just another thing that we're learning to live without or learning to live with very differently in these very strange and often quite scary times. Ken Boddy, thank you very much for spending some time with me again today, and I would encourage you to stay safe as best you can, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too.
Also today, the latest numbers released by health officials in Oregon and Washington show cases of coronavirus are rising sharply. Oregon reported 65 new cases, bringing the state total to 479. There are now 4,300 cases in Washington. And Oregon state officials have loosened some of the requirements on gas stations to allow more motorists to pump their own gas during the pandemic. Thank you for listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Stay safe. Stay home if you can, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.